Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are so grateful that you have joined us today. We come to you three times a week, and with this show as a venue to talk about spirituality and shifting and sometimes astrology and energies and whatever you can think of, we try to get on here.
And this episode is brought to you by Marie Langley, who is an intuitive reader and realtor, and Beth Jacobson, who is an intuitive reader, and I do energy work. You can reach Marie at 651-303-0555 and Beth at 651-941-36. Anytime you want to go and listen to our archived podcast, you can go download the RSS feed button or iTunes, and you can have it at any time of the day or night, and it is free of charge. So welcome, everybody. And if you want to reach us, you can reach us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday.
Welcome. And as we are winding down this fabulous month of August, which went so fast.
Thank God.
We, as we talked about on Sunday, you know, had that great Star of David and the Grand Trine in the water planet configuration in the sky. And right now is a wonderful time for manifesting. People are manifesting very quickly. So remember to keep your thoughts positive. Really be mindful of what you want to manifest and how you want to manifest it. And manifest away. It's as easy as writing things down, visualizing it, trying to live the way that you're trying to manifest. There are many ways you can do it. I'd say the big one, though, is probably writing it down and visualizing and just seeing yourself in whatever you want that situation to be. So a lot of people have been reporting, and I've been reading that, you know, what they're manifesting is coming. And I have to say for myself, I've been manifesting things, and I'm seeing them appear. So I'm like, bring it on, keep on coming.
I, on the other hand, am still waiting for my stuff to manifest. However, I'm manifesting other things that other people can't see. So there is some manifesting, just not the way, you know, but I have to get out of the control part of it. So this would be a good segue into, you know, since we're going to talk about, you know, prosperity for manifesting. What if we sat here and looked at the opportunity of all the old concepts, the old belief systems that we have, you know, such as, okay, a lot of us are right now saying the same thing. My life is really wonderful. The only thing missing right now is money. Mm-hmm. So what if we were starting to look at, and here's some of my old belief systems, so this is why I'm going to say it out loud. How many people were brought up that their parents said, well, money doesn't grow on trees? Yeah. You know, money is evil. It's the root of all evil.
That's a big one. I think a lot of people grew up hearing that.
And, ooh, rich people are crooks. They're good for nothing. Mm-hmm. It's all about the money. They don't care about others. Or if I have money, you know, I'm going to be stuck up, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, come on, people. Or I'm never going to get a good job. Or I have to work hard for my money.
Well, I know. I use that one a lot.
You know, and a lot of us, and I can say right here, I'm working on the I don't deserve to have money. It's like, yes, I do. I deserve to have money, and I deserve to ask for the price that I feel that my services are worth.
Mm-hmm.
And even though people might question it, it's still what I feel that I'm worth. So, and how many of us, I heard this from a grandparent, so I'm assuming it came from even beyond that, a penny saved is a penny earned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just like, oh, or save for a rainy day.
Yep.
Save for a rainy day. You know, or, you know, how many resent others because they have money and that they don't have it? So those are old belief systems that, or, and here's another one, money doesn't come unless you work really hard for it. That means you have to work 80 hours a week. You don't have a life. You know, there's no personal life. It's all work, 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 and no play.
Mm-hmm.
All work and no play. And I'm just like, no, been there, done it. Wasn't happy when that happened.
Right.
So I'm trying to find my middle ground now. So I think that's a perfect opportunity for today, is to really look at that, knowing that those are old belief systems that stem from, on our conscious level, in the psyche, from when we were kids. Because
mm-hmm.
you know darn well our parents talked about it, and
right.
our grandparents and their friends. How many of us grew up in the time period where our moms got together and they had coffee?
Yes.
And we played with the other kids, but we were still an earshot distance, so it went into our mental and emotional energetic fields, which became our thought system. So it's like, just so you know, you guys, that's where a lot of it is stemming from.
Well, and I think, too, you know, there are a lot of probably a younger generation where both parents have worked, or there have been a lot of single parents where the single parent has had to work, you know, two, sometimes three jobs. And so that's what you, you know, you see. You equate all of that, that hard work and working and working and working with money.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear that over, you know, that's probably maybe something you heard from your parent saying, you know, I'm sorry, but I have to do this. I've got to put money. I've got to put food on the table. I've got to pay the bills.
Yep.
And in order to get that money, I've got to work like this.
Yep.
So when you see that, that's the belief system that gets incorporated into you as you grow up.
And then doesn't that just, with what we're trying to achieve, is that we're trying to go into our heart-centered,
mm-hmm.
you know, what is it that I want to do, what brings me joy, when that's what we still, a lot of us have that in our head, well, I have to bring money, I have to pay the bills, no matter what, I got to pay them. So if it means I got to do this, just so I bring it in. But when you do anything out of desperation, you draw in desperation. Yeah. And how many people stay in that just because they don't think there's anything better out there right now? And now we're releasing all the illusions of the third dimensional, you know, world right now. So there's a lot of ego structure crap that's flying around out there. And the ego's presenting things to us that are not necessarily the way in reality as the divine, in the divine order. It's not really necessarily that way. You know what I mean? A situation could look much worse and feel much worse than it actually really is.
Mm-hmm.
And all we have to do is shift our attitude, our belief system. And for all we know, it could be just one word that would shift me, and bam, that is the gateway for all of this that I've been asking for to come in. And that's where I honestly think that I'm at that right now. And the universe makes me work really hard for it. It really does, and it's not that victim stuff, but because I don't find a lot of things challenging, so they're going, you want more challenges, Beth? We're giving you a challenge. So,
right.
You know, I wouldn't doubt it, and they have that kind of humor with me anyway. So
yeah, and that's the first rule of manifesting anyway, is you want to put out whatever you want to put back, you know, get back.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to manifest something with ease, if you're always putting out the desperation or fear,
mm-hmm.
that's what's going to come back to you.
Exactly.
So just remember what, you know, imagine just always looking at yourself in a mirror,
yes,
and seeing the action and reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to get back?
Mm-hmm.
So just keep, you know, when you're trying to manifest and when you're trying to, especially with prosperity, always put out as positive a vibe as you can so that you get the positive back. And it's hard. We are all there. You know, we've talked about it many times. A lot of us who are trying to spread the light and actually do this work, we're all somehow falling upon harder times. But, you know, I think as we go through this progress and we go through everything, the one thing that keeps coming up that is a consistent message is got to keep positive, and you've got to keep putting out those positive thoughts and not fall victim to the old belief system and the old way of thinking. Because that, I think, is what is limiting us.
You know, and just when you said that, it's also for those of you, because I could hear my internal thoughts going, yeah, that's easier said than done.
It is.
Well, guess what? Now I have the awareness that I need to change that belief system going, no, that was the past, and now the present is, it is as easy as it is said. It can be done that easy. And I know mine is, my lessons, my big lessons in life are about patience. I know that's one of my life lessons. I have 16 of them. And that's one of them. And I also know that I have to work on trust. Trust is not something I just freely give away. And it's just trusting the process. And what have I been hearing? Big time. Mm-hmm. And not even people who know my story, they'll just come in and say, Beth, I don't know why I'm saying this to you. And they're not even into this stuff that they think. They're so into, and they don't even realize it. But I just really feel that you're not trusting. I'm just laughing. They're going, oh. What are you laughing for? I'm going, you have absolutely no idea what you just said. So it's stuff that I know. It's all about trust right now. And I know it's right here. I'm hearing it. There's a gateway for me, Beth. So I know when I get done from this, I've had some really cool experiences just etherically. My Lord, let me tell you. So abundance isn't always in physical form for me.
And abundance, remember, abundance and prosperity do not always come in money form either.
No, it doesn't. Uh-huh.
If, you know, we've talked about this again, a number of times, anything that comes to you that you don't expect that is for the good of you is abundance and prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you might be having there might be something that you really need that you can't afford or don't have the money for now, but somehow it's given to you.
Exactly.
Or, you know, like a service. Or if you need something done, that service is given to you. So remember, abundance and prosperity, it does come. And when you manifest just things, don't always think that you're going to be handed, you know, you're going to manifest that check.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It could be anything can come to you. It can come in many different ways. So if you are aware of that and you keep your eyes open, you may be seeing that manifestation and abundance and prosperity coming more than you think it is.
Well, you know what? That is really interesting. Thank you for reminding me, because just literally last night, I've been going, oh, I really need to have some body work done on me. I can do my own, and I normally do my own because of just my belief system, blah, 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 and I don't just let anybody touch me. Well, I just met somebody new, and I just love her energy. We really got in-depth in a conversation last night, and she just brought up, she goes, by the way, Beth, she goes, let's do an exchange. I want to do some body work on you, and I need some help with your guidance. So I'm just like going, oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
And right when she said that, I was seeing my yes sign. I have a specific sign that I know it's a definite yes that's coming in. And then she was describing to me what she was seeing. So I'm going, okay, she's the next person who is supposed to enter into my life right now. So it's going to be really interesting to see where this all goes. But there's my body sessions. And she put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that happened really fast. So
see,
what,
that is manifesting right
so
now.
That is manifesting.
It's a great week for manifesting.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It, you know, things are moving.
It definitely is. So now we need to move into, okay, now what is it that you want to manifest? So then I do you believe that we need to get really focused on what it is that we want to manifest? Or do you leave an open-ended question, this is what I want, and you just allow it to unfold? Do you think we need to put a little more into it?
I think it depends on what it is that you want to manifest. I mean, if you want something specific, I would be as specific as possible.
Okay, well, here's a perfect example. We'll say this out loud. You and I want to do a lot of stuff with this blog talk.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just put it on the air. We're not going to say specifics of what we want to do with it. Do you think we need to get a little more detailed to where we're asking the universe, okay, this is what we want to do, or do you think we have to trust and just let it unfold?
No, I think it's good to write down everything specifically that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, everything we want may not be what the universe thinks is for our highest good, but it's always important to write down what are, you know, what we were talking about earlier, goals.
Yeah. Yes.
And where we want to see this show go and how, what the offshoots we want from it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a specific number of things written down, it's a good way to track. You know, maybe we see a pattern after a while that says, okay, these things manifested, but these things didn't. What are we seeing here? What is better for us? So I think if people tried that, you know, you can kind of keep track of it and go, okay, one, three, and seven manifested,
yeah,
but two and five, no matter what I do, just doesn't seem to work.
Exactly.
Well, that's probably, you can take it as a way of the universe saying, hey, this is not for you. This is not your path. This is not what we want for you.
Oh,
then you let it go.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hear it loud and clear on how people are saying, Beth, you need to do this, but it's not working. So I'm going, okay, you guys, then you're not picking up that it's definitely not something I'm supposed to be focusing
right
on anymore.
And that's
and I
the
need
thing,
to do
too.
Some other thing. So
if you're hearing people are saying you need to do this,
mm-hmm,
I think also we have to be mindful of the word need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not telling people you need to do this,
mm-hmm,
because nobody needs to do anything.
Well, they may not be.
You know what I'm saying?
That might be me, but I get that. But I'm going, well, and this is where I can be conflicted, because when people, everybody around me, I have doubts in me, and then I have everybody around me going, no, Beth, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Do this. But I'm going, I am working way too hard, and nothing is happening on it.
And I think
so
that's
now,
your first clue. If you're working way too hard for something,
mm-hmm,
and nothing is happening.
And we're not talking in just a week.
Yeah.
If something isn't happening within, we're talking a 2-year time span, then we got to look at that ain't a happening. So I shifted gears,
mm-hmm,
and it was the reason I quit my job. So it's like, what? On that note, you know, then there's bigger and better that the universe has planned for me. And here's my thing. This is new for me. I don't like it. And I know this is what I've been going through the past 2 weeks of being really pissed off really rageful of, again, having to trust the universe when they're not giving me a clue. Mm-hmm. But I know they're saying, Beth, you have to trust us. And right now, I will not trust blindly. They already know that, because many of us trusted blindly in other lifetimes and we got into trouble. So they have to give me, but they're not going to give me full details. So I just got this information today. We'll talk to you. So tonight, it'll be interesting after the show, the information I get downloaded tonight. But, oh, getting back to, I've had some phenomenal out-of-this-world experiences. And I think it was just the other day that I posted it on Facebook going, oh, my God, I don't know what just happened here. But, man, did I have realms of light beings coming in. There's nothing greater than seeing a bunch of light beings around you clapping their hands and saying how proud of you that they are for the work that you're doing when you psychologically are not in a good place going, oh, my Lord, I'm tired. I don't know if I want to stay here. And to where they're coming in, Beth, you're on track, even though you're not physically, you're not seeing what you want to see or visually not seeing it. Physically, your body is not feeling good, but just so you know, there is work behind the scenes. And so when they all came in, I don't know, there were thousands that came in yesterday morning, beings that I have not seen before, and I've seen everything that's out there. Where these beings even come from, it's just like it amazes me. Every day is a new day, a new experience. So here I thought I lost my gift of being a mystic. They showed me that it came in at a completely newer and even more improved level. So it was really cool. So now I know I've been asking for my hidden gifts and abilities to come forth. They're starting to come forth. So it's really cool as they're unfolding. So it's really, really interesting. But now I have to be mindful not of saying specifically what they are. That's what I've made probably wasn't supposed to say it before. Because believe it or not, there's other people who can do stuff with that. So I'm more mindful of. But some gifts that I thought were long gone came back even better than what they've ever been. So it's like, wow. And then I keep hearing the word telecommuting. So I'm just like going, oh, my Lord, is that what you're preparing me for? So anyways, so that stuff I'm manifesting, just not on a physical level.
Right,
so it's like,
and it doesn't have to be on a physical level because, you know, maybe that's more important for your progression is to manifest it etherically so that once you get that down, then you can manifest it on the physical plane.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's lots of different ways to get that abundance.
So, cool. That would be so cool.
So, you know, we talked about before when we're talking about prosperity, things, the old belief system and things we don't want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So what would be good ways for people to express it then that they can say or they can do to shift that around?
Well, you know, instead of saying that I can't have, talk about that you do have it already.
Mm-hmm.
That you already have it, because the universe is going, oh, she's already in that. She's already in, he or she are already in that energy. So you already have what it is that you want. You know, I have that brand new car, and you can get to the details of what it looks like, and then just be open to how the universe is going to deliver it to you. And then you can sit here and say, be very happy that you have bills, which I'm going, okay, that is a philosophy that I right now personally can say I have to work really hard on that one.
That's a hard one because you have to say, you know, as you're writing your bill, as you're writing out a check or you're paying your bill online, say these words out loud. Say, God, thank you for giving me the electricity in order to have lights, watch TV, you know, run my computer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you, gas bill, for allowing me to have gas to make the food that I eat. If you shift it around that way, you know, then you're putting the you're putting the gratitude into it too.
Oh, exactly. And you know, and you have to acknowledge that the bill is an acknowledgement of our ability to be able to pay that bill.
Mm-hmm.
Because believe it or not, you guys, there's countries who don't have these. We have all these luxuries in America that we so take for granted. And just think about it. Okay, we have the luxury of paying electricity bill. Well, there's people who have jobs to be able to help that.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get out of the mindset of, ever since I was a kid, I was able to see the future, to see, and my world doesn't look anything like I thought it was going to look like in 2013. So I think part of what I've been releasing for the past couple weeks has been the disappointment of going, you show me this, you get my hopes up, and my God, I am absolutely nowhere that you showed me. But we also shifted energetically to a level we're all in unprecedented territory. They didn't see that back then. There were a lot of people who were so sound asleep, who, and it's because there's more and more people waking up every single day that we're energetically to the point that we're at right now. There are many people who believe what we're doing right now, the enlightenment that we're even carrying now, believe it or not, we would not be able to obtain unless we were dead.
Mm-hmm.
We are not in our physical body. Is everybody there yet? No, I don't believe that by any means.
No.
Because just look at the state of the world. But I believe many of us are there. Mm-hmm. Many of us are there.
Well, I think, and I think a lot of people are there, they just don't realize it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because you
yeah.
hear them talking,
yeah.
and they're saying the word,
oh,
but they just aren't connecting the two.
It's hysterical.
Because if you talk, you know, if you're talking about it, they're looking at you like,
I know.
God,
like they're saying
what's
it
wrong with you? And then they're turning around and they're saying the same thing.
Yes, yes.
But they're, and yeah, they don't connect it. And every time somebody does it, I just start laughing because I'm like, hello, you're saying the same thing I am.
You know how many people I've met at expos where they're going, Beth, I have no idea. I get all the newbies. I don't know why I'm drawn to you. You're the first one I saw when I walked in the door. And I'll be saying, but I know because I specifically asked for certain clients. And you know, I want to be the first one to welcome them and saying, God, it takes a lot of courage to sit here and come and do this to something that you know nothing about. And where they sit here, they'll talk the talk, and they're going, Beth, I don't get it. But you should listen how they talk. And I'm going, are you kidding me? I look at them going, are you kidding me? You get it.
Yes.
You get it more than what you realize.
They get it, but they don't understand
yeah.
what it is. That's really what it is.
It's the terminology. It's the terminology. So, yeah. We're in really, really cool times right now. So it's getting to the deservingness, you guys,
mm-hmm.
that you deserve to have all the good that you
right.
want. Now think of all of you who were set up just from the very get-go because of the way you were brought up. Get out of the blame of whoever, mom, dad, grandpa, grandma, whoever, your surroundings. Change your story now.
Mm-hmm.
And when they said, how many of us heard as kids, you're not deserving, you're not worthy of good, so change your story now. That was their story. It's no longer a part of your story. But you have to change it. You don't just say it once. It has to become a belief system, a thought system. So you have to say it every day. So you need positive self-affirmations every single day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's...
So I am deserving. I am deserving. And you
I
say it
deserving.
More than just one time a day. Say it, write it down, say it and say it and say it. And then it becomes a belief system in your subconsciousness.
Right.
It does.
And that is. That's tied into, you know, growing up and saying, well, you know, we grew up this way, so... Oh, no, you don't deserve to have that, or we don't deserve to have that because we're only limited. We're only this class. We're only that class.
Yep.
We're only this way, that way.
Yep.
No, everybody deserves to have what everybody else has. We're all equal.
Yep.
And you're not any less than anyone else.
Exactly.
So, you know, change, as Beth said, change the story.
You guys, no matter what your background is, no matter what you experience, know that you are worthy of having a new opportunity. Every day is a new day, so take that moment, seize it. And, you know, it's just like somebody, here's a perfect, it's just like an example. Those of you, drugs, alcohol, trying to get off at quitting, it takes that moment to say, I'm done with that lifestyle. That moment becomes hours, that hours becomes days, that days become weeks, the weeks become months, the months become years. So take today. So change your thought. Also, rejoice in other people's good fortune. The more you're happy for everybody else, realize, you guys,
yeah.
that person who's successful is holding the bar, holding that energy to make it possible for you and everybody else to get there also. You don't get that. They're holding a space.
And
the,
yes. And
they're
you
holding
know,
a space.
And that's that is one of the hardest things to do,
yeah.
especially if you're, you know someone or you've been friends with someone. I mean, I think people go through this a lot where, you know, maybe you're both working on something similar and you see someone going ahead of you or achieving what you would like to achieve,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're thinking, gosh, you know, why can't that be me?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to turn that around, and instead of feeling pity for yourself or anger or jealousy, be happy for that person, because putting those happy thoughts out there for that person and saying, you know what, that's their path and that's great, it worked for them, that may not be the right path for you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to follow. You know, you might end up doing something completely different.
And it's even bigger and better.
Yeah, which is bigger, better, and makes you a success in your own right.
So this is then it gets down to, so you want to rejoice in the small steps, you guys, because those are new beginnings. So being grateful, and I'm one to where I take a lot for granted, and the universe keeps saying, and readers, you don't even have to know me, somebody who can tune in, you can sit here. The universe will tell anybody, tell Beth that she needs to be more grateful. So it's like, and it's something I know, because I've been able to do this my whole life, not realizing nobody else did all this stuff all the time. So it's like, I take it for granted that I know this information. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, thank you very much for giving me the awareness that this is something that not everybody is aware of. So thank you for this. Thank you for knowing that, blah, blah, blah. So it's like all those, and because I really need to work on that. And I've been hearing that a lot the past 2 weeks. It's been very eye-opening the past 2 weeks. So rejoice in your even small, but your small happenstance, knowing that they're new beginnings. And then you want to sit here and visualize that abundance and that prosperity coming into you, and visualize opening up your arms. And it's spiritually opening up your arms, saying, you know, I receive, I receive, I receive, and I receive with ease. Because many of us, how many of us go into that? If somebody were to come up to you, let's say you're in a restaurant right now. Somebody comes up to you, you're having a conversation, Marie, you and I, let's say you and I are having a conversation. Somebody's just watching us interact. They have no idea what we're talking about. You have no idea. Somebody who has money who might just come up and they might give you $100 saying, you know what, I'm just guided to give you this $100 and that's it. How many people would sit here and accept it or think, okay, what's the catch? Mm-hmm. Is this, am I on video or are there strings attached? You have no idea if that was the answer for abundance and prosperity to come into your life. And that $100, and it does happen, my friends. I have witnessed it. I have witnessed it. So it's like stuff like that does happen. So know that anything is possible. Anything is possible. It can happen in the most craziest. I've had things happen to me in bathroom stalls out in public. So it's like anything can happen. But you have to open your arms up saying, universe, I'm trusting it's going to come to me for my highest good. It's going to be the most positive experience and that it's free of any attachment. Mm-hmm. If anybody puts it on attachment on it going, I'm going to give you this, but then you know that's not the universe talking.
Right.
So, but somebody who's just going to come up, and I've heard people who absolutely knew nothing, artists who wanted to take their artwork to another level to where they happen to be talking to, I know waitresses. I talked to a waitress and she wanted to do paintings, but she didn't know how to take it to the next level. It costs money to get it in the gallery, blah, blah, blah. Somebody wrote her out a $10,000, God bless a dollar check, and it was a customer because of her being really kind and generous, just, you know, and smiling with doing this. The customer had absolutely nothing, said, I want to invest in you. It can happen.
Even on a small scale, I mean, I called a cell phone provider last night, and I was trying to change plans and try to save a little money for my kids, and you know, she just started talking, and then she started, I didn't even ask for anything. I just said, we're trying to, you know, save some money, and she goes, okay, let me get you this, this, this. Oh, and there's a $100 fee that we're supposed to do, but you know what, I'm waiving it. I mean, I didn't say a word, and she just kept talking, and I was like, literally my smile was going through, and I'm like, thank you, universe, you know, and I thanked her and told her I was very grateful. But I mean, that's the kind of stuff to me, that's where the universe talks. When somebody gives you something like that and you're just sitting quietly and you don't ask for anything and someone just says, I'm going to do this for you,
yeah.
That's one of the best experiences. It was great.
You know, and also you can also get, you know, abundance and prosperity also, like if you're feeling unappreciated and then all of a sudden, bam, out of the blue, you have complete strangers or people sitting here saying, I just want to say your smile made my day.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know just opening up the door and holding it for me, you instilled my faith in humanity again? Because people just don't acknowledge that anybody else exists. You saw me. And I'm going, oh, isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, when I've thought about different things about the work that I do, and right when I sit here and I think about, okay, I'm going to be done with this, I'm going to go back into the world that everybody's in, it's, you know, blah, 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 going off in my own little sad story, somebody will sit here, I'll get three people, three is my sign, so I know that's the universe talking, I don't need three, but anyways, they'll sit here and say, Beth, just so you know, I appreciate everything that you do, and I'm going, okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I get it, I get it, I get it. You know, who would want to wake up and having all these accolades all the time? Who doesn't want that? But the reality, that's not, you have to be able to do that for yourself. And
right.
Just remember that no matter what it is that you're doing, as long as you smile, you have a positive attitude, you are bringing light into the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be that simple.
Right.
It can be that simple.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, boy, this 30 minutes went fast.
30 minutes already?
Yep. We're almost done.
And also you guys share a compliment with somebody. You're also, you know, that can be abundance and prosperity that you're giving to somebody else, that you're giving compliments. If you're not somebody who normally may forget to say thank you or, you know, compliment something to somebody.
Well, yeah,
and saying thank you, I appreciate it. You don't know what you just did for their
standing in a line, checking out. You,
yep.
You happen to see something in front of you, a person in front of you, if you like their jewelry,
yeah.
Comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes one little sentence.
It does.
We wanted to mention, too, that we are not going to have a show this over Labor Day weekend, Friday or Sunday, but we will be back next Wednesday. And
so go and take the opportunity of listening to our archives,
yeah.
And download one of those podcasts.
Show, it's a great way to catch up. And everybody have a very
safe Labor Day weekend.
Wonderful, happy, fun Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
All right. Well,
happy
catch you in a week.
Bye-bye. Bye.